Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about countries that won't even show Israel on their world maps. Well, let's continue with that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
First Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11 says that those that were adulterers, that were drunkards, that were homosexuals, abusers of themselves with mankind, the predators and so forth, they were in that church, but he says, such were some of you. God had changed them. He had sanctified them. He had set them apart. He had washed them by the blood of Christ and made them trophies of his great grace. And he can still do that today. Never lose your desire for the souls of men to be saved, to be changed. Never give up on a child who has wandered, even to those depths. Never give up on them. Keep praying. And not only do we see the atrocities here then against the young people, but notice the atrocities against the land in verses 4 and 5. It says, yea, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coasts of Palestine? Will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? Because ye have taken my silver and my gold and have carried into your temples my goodly, pleasant things. God doesn't beat around the bush, does he? And the men who wrote these words as they were breathed out by the Holy Spirit took a great chance. Now notice that Tyre and Zidon and the coast of Palestine are lands which surround Israel today, including Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria. Now, the question then comes up, do these lands seem to attack Israel or want to attack Israel and hurt God's flock today? Well, they say death to Israel. Wipe them off the map. They won't even show them on their map. As a matter of fact, Facebook took down the Palestine's Facebook, and then put it back up a short time later, apologizing to them, even though they have pictures and how-tos of how to kill Jews on their Facebook. By the way, let me just say this about Facebook. Don't believe everything you read on Facebook, so if somebody gossips on Facebook, realize they're gossiping, sowing discord, and that is just a filthy sin. As a matter of fact, the Bible calls it abomination, just like it does homosexuality. So if you want to sow abomination, if you want to be considered on the level of a homosexual by God, then get on the Facebook and write down some gossip. Write down things that sow discord among God's people. And God will oblige you by putting you on the same level as he looks at homosexuals. By the way, there's no apology coming, so don't waste your time on writing about that. Now, let me just go on to say this. You have a Facebook. I think it's all right to post sermons on it from your pastor's sermon. If it's a right sermon, you know, a Bible sermon. It's good to put the plan of salvation on your Facebook. It's good to put Bible verses on your Facebook. Let Facebook be another witnessing tool for you. It's more important they know about your God than they know whether you went to eat at Sonny's or McDonald's or what have you. Let the important things be the real important things. Now, we see this further was expanded in Psalms 83, as we told you earlier, and it would include Egypt, parts of Jordan, and Saudi Arabia when it gets to that point. But it's coming. It's not here yet, but it's close. But what I notice from that then, as I read verses 4 and 5, God takes it personal. He gave the land to Israel, as seen in Genesis. First to Abraham, then to Isaac, and finally to Jacob, as promised forever. And again, if he would not keep his promise to them, then how can you trust him to keep his promises to you? But he does keep his promise to them. That is why, after being 2,000 years without a land, yet it is still a distinct people, they are still together, even though they're scattered around the world, and God has brought them back in the land. God preserved and will bring in the fullness of his promise in his time. And when he does, Israel will repent. Now, I want you to listen to the book of Zechariah as it talks about Israel repentance in chapter 12, verses 11 through 14. There it says, in that day, now this is at the end, they gathered the people into Jehoshaphat's valley, and the Lord setting everything up. It says, in that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadadimaram and the valley of Megiddon. And the land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart. The family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart. The family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart. And the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart. All the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart, as they mourn. He says, in verse 10 of the same chapter of Zechariah 12, and I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Oh, even in Zechariah, 400 years before the cross, we're seeing the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and they shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Oh, they see their sin, their heart broken. They know they messed up. I'm just saying all that to say, God will keep his promise to Israel, and therefore he will keep his promise to you. And we see evidence with Israel back in the land today, just as he said it would be in Ezekiel 37, regathered in unbelief. Now, my God is not a liar. He cannot lie due to his holy being. That is why we need to heed the warning of he will bless those who will bless Israel, and he will curse those who curse Israel. Now, since they make a recompense toward Israel, God is a shepherd, sees it as attacking his flock. Therefore, he will swiftly and speedily recompense judgment on them. And the quickness of this response of God in another defensive war in which the world has come against Israel will show the work of God as he makes a quick work of them, the Bible tells us. Now, we find that Damascus will be leveled as never before, and Egypt will not have the foot of a human or an animal in it for 40 years. Unless you doubt God, you need to order your life, and I do too. And by the way, vote when elections are there for those who will support Israel. And they show evidence of it. Verse 19 of the same chapter of Joel chapter 2 will say, Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. And that shows even to the first of the millennium, when all others are set up and this earth is remade. In verse 5, the accusation is that these nations have robbed Israel, carrying those things away to their own temples and treasures. Well, God's going to make the earth very, very much a profitable place for that 1,000 years. And then again, after the 1,000 years, and Satan is loose, and they come one more time against him, then the new heavens and the new earth as men has never known. Now, when Islam conquers a nation, what they like to do is build a mosque in the place that stood for the conquered religion or power, to try to show that their God is superior to the God and power of the conquered nation. That's why today there is a mosque on the Temple Mount. That's why they wanted to buy the property and build a mosque at the area where the Twin Towers are that came down. And of course, that might have brought blood in the streets had they allowed that to happen. Now, I find it interesting that literally billions of dollars to trillions have been given to these oil-rich nations to help them. But they don't build their infrastructure. They don't develop their geography and horticulture. They don't feed their poor. Instead, they take their women and children and make shields of them as they attack others. And what a shameful laugh it is to them to see the rest of the world defends their atrocities, especially the media, the communists, and others, and the liberals of our own land. And, by the way, even the David Dukes and the KKK people. But, on the other hand, media, communists, liberals, KKK people, they need Jesus Christ as Savior. They need to be brought to repentance and faith in Christ. This reminds us of the Assyrians of Hezekiah day when they came to attack Jerusalem. They mocked God. They were prepared to take their goodly things, which speaks of the things of the temple, as well as their homes from them. That was the moral and ethical teaching.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.